I need to record this, but I need to kind of be a little bit quiet about it. So I did one of two, the CAD man video. And so what's happening is, you can look at it from two perspectives. The CAD man could be how the world has created a manufactured you. When you're born in sin, the world has all these programs, culture lies, bloodline lies, the music, the TV, everything is programming you to think like the world, you know, climb the corporate ladder and all this other junk, you know. So the world has programmed people into this little CAD man, like a, you know, a CAD man, a CAD machine is you draw it up on a computer and you use a CAD software to draw your building, you know. And so the demonic realm, the spirit realm, is doing the CAD man to make you like the rest of the world, you know, to be a clone of the world system, the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. And so when God, the hound of heaven, is chasing you, see, the world don't want you to look at your sin. The world wants you to worship yourself and say, look at me, I'm great, I'm great. But when the hound of heaven is chasing you, you have to face off with your sin. You have to face off with your rebellion, your lies, your witchcraft, your sorcery, all that stuff. You have to face off with the hound of heaven about your sin state first, that you're born in sin and you deserve hell. And so that's why I did that one video where I forget the lady's name right now, but she had the song where tag you're it, you know, tag you're it. So when God tags you, he starts to chase you. But when you're in the flesh mind, when you're in sin, you think that God is the bad God. God is the bad one. But after you get saved, you realize you are the bad one. And everything flips. And so then God uses, by the Holy Spirit and his word, he changes you into the image of Christ over time. So then you shift to the real CAD man. So God is using the word of God, the Holy Spirit, to design you into what you're supposed to be spiritually, you know, what you're the real you. So the identity you had before you got saved was a fake reality. It was the world's CAD man. They wanted you to be this way. They wanted you to talk this way. They wanted you to act this way, dress this way, hang out, have the same goals of the world. And so the world has molded you into a CAD software program, the flesh mind, and you don't even know it. So when the hound of heaven says, tag, you're it, I'm coming after you, he looks like the bad guy. But after you get saved, you say, wait a minute, he was the good guy all along, and I'm the bad guy. And so then he has to turn, then the CAD man flips, and he turns you into your proper design, your proper flow, your proper use and your proper function. And so the CAD man leaves the devil's kingdom to God's kingdom, and now you become what you're really meant to be, God's, you know, purpose for you in your life, you know. And so that's why I put tag your it on that video. So anytime that the hound of heaven is chasing you, convicting you of something, you want to run and hide. You know, it's kind of like you tell your child, don't put your hand in the cookie jar. And as soon as you walk around the corner, they put their hand in the cookie jar. You come back and they're trying to hide, you know. And so that's what's going on. So the CAD man could be looked at from two different perspectives. But when you face off with the hound of heaven, you have to change. When God comes, when you're willing to face off with God, and you say, Lord, I want to face off with your holiness and your righteousness and your high and lifted up state. Because if I face off with you, I'll be like you. But first, he has to cut you. He has to convict you. He has to show you that you can't do it in your own power. That's why it's faith alone in Jesus alone. Because Jesus alone is holy, you know. Jesus alone is high and lifted up. So when you face off with that truth, then you get humbled, and it's no longer tag you're it like you're afraid, you know. What was her name? Melanie Martinez, you know. And so everything flips, and you're saying, praise God, he chased, you know, because it's all God. Only God, the hound of heaven, can pull you out of the miry clay and pull you up out of that delusional state, that fake reality, the fake program that the world programmed you to be like, you know. So when God pulls you out of that fake reality through salvation, by his Spirit, and he pulls you out, then the it follows is the world. Before you get saved, it's like God is the bad one. It follows. People feel like God is the monster. Then when you get saved, then it follows is the devil. It is IT, information technology. So God is informing you. He's forming you on the inside. Through the word craft, technology means craft, word. So the word craft is chasing you down. Jesus is the word. So God is using his word to craft you. But at first it feels like it follows, like it's a monster. But after you get saved, you say, praise God. Then the devil chases you down because the devil knows you're going to try to win other people. The devil does such a reverse psyop on people, it boggles the mind. And by decoding this reality, it took about 7 years, and I still learn stuff every day. But when I saw how upside down every verse in the Bible, everything that God says is true, the devil creates a lie to attack every truth, and he's a master deceiver. So when you're running from God, it looks like God is the monster following you. It follows. After you get saved, you see it was the devil all along lying to you. Now the devil follows you. It follows. So the Cadman, when you're lost, is the world conforming you to what they want you to be. After you get saved, God is conforming you in the image of Jesus, but he's not going to force you, you know. The devil's going to lie to try to get you to follow his image, but God is going to tell you the truth to try to get you to follow the image of Christ. And so both systems are the Cadman, but one is based on lies, the other one's based on truth, and God alone is going to stand for the truth all the time. Let God be true and every man a liar. And so if you meditate on that, let God be true and every man a liar. God is only going to tell you the truth. The devil's only going to lie to you. He might give you partial truth, but his end game is to get you to believe a lie. And so the Cadman is pretty much a deep concept, but you're moving from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. You're moving from the demonic realm, the kingdom of darkness, to the kingdom of light. And it's a process. And if you want to do it fast, just stay in the word, pray, and memorize scripture, and understand it and rightly divide it, Just saturate your mind with the truth, because every time you go out your front door or turn the TV on or turn the radio on or whatever, it's all lies. So you have to saturate your mind with the truth day in and day out until it sticks. What you're doing is you're putting in clean water to a dirty mind. And it don't have to be dirty like that. It could just being in the world is dirty, you know. The worldly wisdom is dirty. Greed, gossip, and backbiting. It don't have to be the worst thing you can think of. It's just the world system itself is dirty, you know, because it worships the self. Instead of worshiping God, it worships self, you know. Anyway, I just wanted to stress the point that the CAD man, before you get saved, is the person that's running on a program of the world, the flesh, and pro-life. But after you get saved, the CAD man, if you're willing to be changed, is God's word changing you to the image of Christ. You're being conformed into his image instead of being conformed into the world's image.